Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is in Washington, D.C. to visit President Biden at the White House. The two presidents have a lot of common ground to draw on. Both have dealt with false claims of election fraud, and both took power as extremists stormed their respective capitals. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Today's brief visit is being billed as a show of commitment to democracy. President Biden's support of Brazil's democracy has been vital, says Celso Almarin, Lula's foreign affairs advisor. Look, the U.S. is undeniably an important partner in helping Brazil through what are very dramatic times, says Almarin recently in a YouTube interview. Last month, supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro ransacked Brazil's Congress, Supreme Court, and presidential palace. Not only was Biden one of the first world leaders to congratulate Lula after narrowly beating Bolsonaro, says Almarin, he also called immediately after the storming of Brazil's capital. Relations between Brazil and the U.S. were strained under Bolsonaro, a right-wing populist who was a close ally of former President Trump. But Bruno Santos, a senior advisor at the Wilson Center's Brazil Institute, says Biden and Lula now have similar goals, including fighting extremism and climate change.
But also there are significant changes in the world that are happening and that are bringing more and more tension to Brazil and the U.S., especially when it comes to defending democracy.
Looming over the two-leader celebration of democracy is the continuous presence of former President Bolsonaro in Florida. He's been giving talks to Trump supporters and right-wing election deniers.
Ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet and join me in welcoming President Bolsonaro.
Investigators back in Brazil are looking into the former president's role in the storming of the Capitol, but it's unclear if Lula will bring up Bolsonaro's stay in the U.S. What he will be looking for is help for the Amazon Fund, which was halted under Bolsonaro. The $1.3 billion fund helps rainforest protection and sustainable development. In one of his first acts since taking office, Lula sent hundreds of federal officials into Brazil's largest indigenous reserve to drive out illegal miners. Videos like this one of a woman asking for help to leave the Yanomami Reserve have been circulating on social media. Authorities say there are an estimated 20,000 illegal miners in the indigenous area who have polluted the Yanomami's rivers and land. Thiago de Aragao, who runs a political risk consultancy firm in D.C. and Brasilia, says he doesn't expect major announcements from the visit.
It's much more symbolic than policy generation.
Particularly since there are many points on which the two leaders do not agree. Lula has made it clear he won't take sides in the Ukraine war. In fact, he has proposed brokering peace alongside other non-aligned nations, including India. And de Aragao says Lula won't meddle in the U.S.'s escalating conflicts with China.
He will not label China as an evil empire, as something that you find the U.S. and many European countries labeling.
China is Brazil's number one trading partner. Lula is planning a trip there next month. In D.C., he has no scheduled public appearances. He does plan to meet with a few Democratic lawmakers and then return home tomorrow. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.